The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hello and welcome to ReviewParty.com. Thank you for joining us. I am Brent.
I am Matt.
We have a podcast. This is it. It's comedy. It's reviews from the internet. It's all of the above. We like it. We love it. And we hope you do too.
This is it.
This is it. This is it. We got reviews from the internet. Kind of like that Amazon. You ever hear that Amazon thing?
I've heard of the Amazon. I've heard of the Google. I've heard of the Yelp.
Yeah, it's just Jeff Bezos in his fucking garage.
Typing.
Typing and exploiting low-wage workers.
It's like we're all ants inside of an ant farm, and he's just sitting there.
Oh, damn.
Like, feeling his chest, feeling his body through his clothes.
You know what blew my mind when I was a kid?
What?
Not the scene at the end of Men in Black where the whole world was a marble. The whole universe was a marble, and the aliens were playing marbles with our universe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That more or less blew my mind. I thought it was cooler. Yeah, it was charged. But then my older cousin told me, what if the giant aliens playing marbles with our universe were in another even bigger marble, and there was even bigger aliens playing with their universe.
It's all relative, man. Holy cow.
Yeah, that shit made me bonkers. I got a review that sort of was driving me bonkers.
Let's bonkers it up, bonkers.
Bonk, bonk, bonk. This is from Amazon for the old Wisconsin premium summer sausage. 100% natural meat charcuterie, ready to eat, high protein, low carb, keto, gluten-free beef flavor.
Beef flavor. Now, what actual meat constitutes this? I know it's 100%, but give me some details.
This beef is flavored like beef, believe it
or not. All right. That's for the best, I suppose.
This is written by The Customer Is Right. And they title it, Sausage I Can Actually Enjoy. They write, I am so happy to have found this. It tastes great, and I don't get swollen up joints and veins after eating it. Some other sausages has way too much preservative and weird salts in it. This stuff is great, just right. It tastes like things used to taste. 5 stars.
There's so much to be concerned about here. If you're eating cured meats, yeah, of any kind, any hyper-processed meats, and you notice your joints are swelling up?
Not just your joints are feeling funny. You are notice visible swelling.
Physical deformities causing after you have some prosciutto.
A little salami and your veins start to fucking pulsate.
Engorged joints. Just solidified, coagulated salts and saccharides, mono, poly, all sorts of, I don't know, bad things.
I ate some Spam and I started to look like fucking Popeye, dude.
Ugh. If that happens, maybe just give it up. Maybe just... Get other meat if you need to eat meat. If you're someone who says, I need to eat meat.
I see.
Get everything turkey-based, because that's what Subway does anyway. Let's be honest, it's all turkey-based meats.
When is the turkey future going to begin?
I don't know.
When am I going to be eating turkey for every meal? I'm there for it.
I watched something recently. It was probably a stand-up about how Disney World decided it's a good idea to just have people walking around with giant turkey legs, and what that pitch process must have been like. And again, it was someone else's stand up, so I won't go through it. But thinking about it, like that's a good stand up. Like, they're gonna walk around. They're gonna be walking around with this food. It's giant. It's a leg.
The giant turkey legs kind of scare me because, like, what are these kaiju turkeys? You know it's not natural, right?
I don't know what it is. It looks like ham. It smells like ham.
I'd rather be walking around with just a summer sausage gnawing on that. At least there's no lies.
Okay. And so you've brought us back to the summer sausage.
I have.
I saw a recent article that said give up charcuterie boards straight up because all those processed meats are giving us cancer.
I mean, I'm saying what isn't giving us cancer these days?
I mean, I don't know. Olives, I assume, which also could be found on a charcuterie. So just load that sucker up with olives. Stuff them with different things. Surprise me on what's inside the olive, and I'll be dandy. And if my veins start swelling up, I guess it's time to give that up.
I'm having processed meats until I get the joint swells, I'm afraid.
I don't know. I'm trying to, to change direction before I can feel the wind, if you catch my drift.
The wind's got to be really hitting me for me to get anything going, you know?
It's got to be a stiff headwind for you to say, all right, pack it in, we're turning around.
The wind has to hit me with a blunt object in order for me to start figuring out, maybe it'll change.
Level of breezes there, gale force winds.
I need an entire cow thrown at me before I'm like, well, maybe I should cut back on the salted meats.
But the second exceptionally strange, excruciatingly detailed thing that this person said, it tastes like things used to taste.
Yeah, you nailed
it. Old days? What was that line verbatim?
It tastes like things used to taste. That's all they said. Well, this stuff is great, just right. It tastes like things used to taste. End of review.
That's such a loaded statement because your taste buds change over time. The candy I loved as a kid, I might not love it as much as an adult or adult adjacent person.
Yeah, your brain chemistry be changing. Some flavors dull, some might become more intense. But, and I know McDonald's in the 50s probably tasted a lot different than it does now.
Or a real sugar Coke, I guess, might taste different.
Yeah. But if you want a classic summer sausage taste, I'm an old Wisconsin fan, you know?
Yeah.
I'm old and I live in Wisconsin. It's right up my alley. But you're going to have to get some artisanal shit. You know, you're not going name brand if you want some rustic, really, really out of this world taste, you know what I mean? It's just kind of scary.
Give
the idea of it being true and the notion that someone would pursue it is scary.
I don't know. Summer sausage all pretty much tastes the same. When your great aunt sends you the little package at Christmas time, you're like, oh, there's a little sausage, there's a block of cheese. Or maybe you're lucky and they send the cheese mound with the little nuts coating it. Good stuff. But you know the sausage is going to taste pretty much the same as it did every year the last 5 years when she sent it.
And you know what? I like that.
That I do too. Because sometimes things get a little strange. Someone decides to bring their own one that they found and you're like, it's a little barnyardy. I'm going to get... there's not a bouquet, but a definite taste of hay to this sausage.
I want a bouquet of summer sausages.
I've looked up cheese because, you know, edible arrangements does this fruit, like a bouquet of fruit and chocolate-covered fruit. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool if someone did that with cheese and meat? It's also a little disgusting.
I fuck with it. I mean, I know a lot of cheese houses in Wisconsin ship across the greater United States. So if you all want some cheese, I can hook you up. And usually the cheese places come with a little summer sausage. Did we hit up a cheese house when you visited up north back in the day? I don't remember.
I don't think we did.
I don't think we did. There. We should have went to the local
casino.
We hit the
that was it.
Hit the casino. You guys went to Subway and were surprised that white people work there.
Gotta love Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's a nice place. I think that's enough about this sausage. You got a review?
Yeah, as long as we're on the hunger train, I have an Amazon review for Cereal Marshmallows 21 ounce. So it's exactly what you're picturing. It's a bag of knockoff Lucky Charms marshmallows. Mm-hmm. What strikes me as a little strange, though, is the brand. It says cereal marshmallows, 21 ounce, by Discount Herbals.
Discount Herbals?
I don't know why.
Sounds like a dispensary name or yeah, something.
I'm not sure. I guess maybe there could be some overlap there in their product offerings.
That's true.
And hey, I guess speaking of how things used to taste back in the day, this is a review from Matt. I want to be clear, it is not me.
Mm.
It's very much not me. Matt titles his review, "This is just like you dreamed as a child." And writes, "Yeah, this is just like you dreamed as a child. A whole bowl of nothing but marshmallows and milk. The first bite, purest heaven. Second bite, you think, God, I'm a genius. This is the best thing ever. Then, when you get to the fifth and sixth bites, you start regretting your decision. Don't get me wrong, it tastes great and just like you'd imagine, but it's so rich. It's like drinking a 32-ounce cup of Alfredo sauce. I ate a bowl's worth, and the rest of the marshmallows remain in a bag for company who also want to enjoy the thrill of living like a man-child. Pretty much everyone has the same sentiments after the fifth to sixth bite. The idea is great on paper, but you'll have mixed feelings in real life. Try it with a smaller quantity. 4 stars.
Bro. On one hand, I feel like there's no way it's the same sensation as drinking Alfredo sauce. That's different. Yeah. They're both so terrible. But the thickness is what's different for me. But on the other hand, I know exactly what they mean.
Yeah.
I love Circus Peanuts when I was a kid.
Yeah?
Circus Peanuts are basically large Lucky Charm marshmallows.
It's puff sugar, man. People dunk on Circus Peanuts a lot. And I'm like, it's like people hating on a different sports team that I generally don't have much of an opinion of. Like, they'll leave them alone. They're fine.
Right.
If you don't like them, leave them alone.
But I got some the other day. I was like, oh, I saw some and I was like, I gotta, you know, for nostalgia's sake, I gotta pick some up.
Uh-huh.
I was like, no worse than getting a candy bar or something. No. You know?
Sugar.
Right. So I grabbed them and man, the first one hitting. Damn, this is great. Second one, pretty good. Third one, all right. By the fourth one, I was like, I have had more than enough Circus Peanuts.
Yeah.
It's just not the same.
It's pure economics. There's an increase in satisfaction. There is a decrease in satisfaction. And then there is an increase in dissatisfaction. You realize this thing I love, if I continue to have more of it, I'm not going to love it anymore.
Right.
And it could happen with anything. PB&J, your cereal marshmallows, Circus Peanuts.
There was a summer in like middle school or high school where I was eating so much Maruchan brand beef ramen that I could not stand to look at that shit anymore. And for no real reason. It's just, you know, mom wasn't cooking lunch today. Well, throw that fucking ramen in there and chow down. That'll do me. And I remember the one that bugged me. There was one where the noodle, it wasn't extra curly. It was like so curly, it was like doubling over on itself. It was like it wasn't a proper ramen noodle.
Okay.
Not that the instant ramen noodles are proper ramen noodles, but it was like, it had like a wormy texture to it, I thought. And it was probably just in my head completely, but I was like, I'm done with ramen for a minute here.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes a few months. Sometimes it takes 5 or 6 spoonfuls. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad somebody did it, though.
I'm just surprised that they thought that they wouldn't get sick from eating it like actual cereal.
Yeah. I mean, when it's pure sugar, like if you have a bowl full of strawberries, that's natural sugar. And still, you can only have like 5 or 6 before your stomach is like, hey, tap the brakes. That's a lot that you're putting in me right now. So we're adding milk and refined sugars and artificial colors and goodness else knows what, some like coating to make sure it doesn't dissolve instantly.
He was implying that this was like every kid's dream. Like every kid was up late drawing pictures by flashlight of bowls of Lucky Charms.
Mm-hmm.
I think as a kid, even I would have the foresight to pass.
Got to have some of that crunchy oat in
there. That's the whole thing that makes it a meal, that makes it satisfying. I think I was aware of that as a kid. You know, I was an Oops All Berries enjoyer, but Oops All Lucky Charms, that would just be a little overboard.
It's a little much.
But hey, they got to be making money off of it. There's somebody out there. Sure.
Discount Herbals. Yeah, they're making. They probably are.
What are the off-brand shapes they have? Are they the same?
Give me a second. Cereal marshmallows.
See, that's what I was thinking. They actually have a practical application, not of just eating them by themselves, but as an additive, as adding Lucky Charm marshmallows to whatever you want.
Yeah, put it on ice cream.
Throw some of them bitches in some oatmeal. That might be good. Ooh. Get the little meltiness a little bit. Ooh. What about making s'mores with those type of marshmallows? I guess it would be hard to roast the minis, but you could make a sort of a, you could skewer a bunch on like some, like a kebab of marshmallow.
Okay. I wanted to find the exact listing. There are a lot of knockoff.
Okay. But this is the knockoff we're talking about.
This is the knockoff we're talking about. We've got green moon shapes and pink triangles and purple moon shapes and orange triangles and blue rectangles.
I kind of like if it was just all different colored triangles.
Yeah.
I don't know why that sounds good, but that sounds kind of nice.
It actually, unfortunately, looks like Discount Herbals offering is currently unavailable.
Oh, God. And I was so excited to buy me a fucking big old bag.
And I can't find any other listing for Discount Herbal. Shucks. Well, they're out there somewhere.
Discounting your herbals. I have a review submitted by a lovely listener. It's a pair of reviews.
Okay.
I'll give it away a little bit. There are a pair of reviews with owner replies. Not quite enough good ones that I found off of these for an entire segment, but I thought they're worth bringing together as a pair anyway. Without further ado, these are some reviews for Moe's Pub in Escanaba, Michigan, submitted by the lovely Marcy Pearson. Thank you so much, Marcy.
Nothing like Escanaba.
Escanaba in the moonlight, I'm saying. Marcy sent these reviews with the caption, "The owner of Moe's is unhinged." So I was very excited to look, and I'm very excited to share them with you. This first one is a shorter review and reply. We'll get it out of the way to sort of, it's a nice tone setter for the next one.
Okay.
This review from Google Reviews is written by Abigail Meserve. And she writes, "The parking lot smells of death, rotted animal and food. Nobody cleans up the parking lot nor the dumpster areas. Couldn't even get out of my car before throwing up in it. Thanks." 1 star.
Whoa.
And before we comment on that, response from the owner, likely Mo himself.
Oh boy.
Writes, "Do you know Jesse? Maybe he can help clean it up with you, smiley face." That's
what?
It.
That is so not what I was expecting. I was expecting some catty thing like, "Did you look in your rear view mirror and that made you throw up?" But what?
Oh, yeah, it's so Jesse. Weird.
Is Jesse the local, like, vacuum, the Stanley steamer guy? Or is Jesse just the local, I don't know, slop slut, not to shame?
I have, with other unhinged, angry owners we have, they kind of assume this is the only explanation I can think of, because it is very weird and scary, but they kind of assume that there's this one person out there telling everyone else to make negative reviews. They like can't comprehend that people wouldn't like their business, so they build this straw man. Like, oh, that Jesse guy, he hates me so much he's telling everybody in town to screw me over. Right,
and you say, I'm on to you, I see your ways, tell Jesse he's a dead man.
Yeah, so they think Jesse is making fake accounts and leaving negative reviews, I guess.
Sock puppet accounts, Jesse.
That is my assumption, but I can, you know, I could be wrong. Either way, what the fuck?
That is bizarre.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Even if, any way you look at it, whether Jesse's the town philanderer who enjoys getting freaky in cars, that also includes cleaning them up afterwards because Jesse's conscientious that way, or Jesse is the rival business owner, you still shouldn't do that as the owner of a business, like, have some strange reply. What?
Yeah, and
everyone can see that. That you're crazy. Don't, that's not how you advertise your business. That is bad press.
Yeah. Boomers in Escanaba probably do not realize the ramifications of their Google review cringe. But also, Abigail, I think it's funny, couldn't even get out of my car before throwing up in it.
Oh my god, how vile is the parking lot?
Like, I've never thrown up in my car if I can help it.
Oh, good. You don't want to have to clean that up.
Crack a window and spew it out into the mess. Add to the smell, you know. Your car can be saved, Abigail. You don't need to bring it down with the parking lot.
You will feel worse for having vomited in your car.
Yeah, 100%. Then you got two issues on your hands. It smells outside and there's vomit in your car. Okay, this one is longer and maybe just as unhinged. The review itself is short. It is by Tina Miller, again from Moe's Pub. They write, turned us away at 8 p.m. because they were closing at 10 p.m. Guessing we weren't good enough for they business. Hope their boss is happy. 1 star.
Oh boy. You just lobbed a pitch and Moe is ready to swing away.
Yeah, they think they are at the very least. Response from the owner. Mo himself, perhaps, writes, Tina, what you're saying is completely false. We are a family-owned business. The young lady you spoke to was my daughter, who was our hostess that night. My other daughter is a manager up front, as well as my son, who runs the kitchen. At no point did they indicate you couldn't sit down or we couldn't serve you. We were one of only a few restaurants open that night. We were on a 45-minute wait. She did not turn you away. She asked for your information and told you how long it was going to take to sit you down to get a meal. I spoke with you on the phone as well. You indicated that there were two empty tables, but those tables were for guests that had already been on the list. When somebody goes on our list, they usually sit in their car and we text them or call them. I feel bad you felt compelled to go online and say these things about us. We are working very hard and trying our best to take care of everyone. I can also share the feedback you gave on our webpage as well. It amazes me that you felt it necessary to say negative things about us twice. I will not let someone speak badly of our team when they are working very hard. You have my number if you feel you want to talk about this, and please give me a call. Kindest regards.
Mo.
Big Mo.
I don't know. I'm a little conflicted.
You're kind of feeling what Mo has to say here,
sounds
huh?
like Mo's got receipts. And anytime someone goes to multiple places to write a bad review,
it's a lot. It's a bit much.
Like to get turned away from a restaurant, is that bad? I don't know. Maybe if you were in some way discriminated against, that would be cause for doing something like that. But
I would be, yeah, discrimination, obviously, we hate that. That's
raise
no
hell.
Excuse.
Raise hell.
Raise hell. And I could be heartbroken. Let's say there's a restaurant I really wanted to go to in, I don't know, San Francisco. And I finally was on a trip to San Francisco, and this is my one shot to try this restaurant. And they turned me away. But on the other hand, bro, I'd be calling ahead if that was that big of a deal to me, you know?
Yeah.
I'd be figuring shit out before the fact.
It's more on you than the restaurant.
Yeah, and not to talk shit on Escanaba, beautiful city and a beautiful peninsula. I don't think anyone is putting that much stock in any of the restaurants in Escanaba, Michigan. All right, it's just not world class there, mm-hmm. I'm afraid. Not a world class restaurant scene.
Your life will not be changed by a night at Big Mo's.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Google Maps right now. The closest, just to give you an idea of the neighborhood, the quality going on, the closest two businesses I see to Mo's Pub is a Wendy's and a Hobby Lobby.
Okay. So
kind of that sort of caliber of neighborhood.
It's eclectic.
Yeah, I think it's just Escanaba so tiny. Everything close to everything, I guess. Uh-huh. Yeah, that you're right. The two review thing. It's like, at what point are you just? It's beyond trying to share your opinion and help people. At what point are you just trying so hard to be heard? Just trying so hard to get attention.
Right. If something were that bad, then. You've got every right to post in multiple places. I remember writing a blog on ReviewParty.com about multi-site reviewers. They are like the gladiators, the crusaders of reviews. But they were book reviews. They bashed it on Goodreads, and then they bashed it on Amazon, which is strange because Amazon owns Goodreads. But like, this book sucks. Don't read it. Mm. And in that case, like, you have a valid point. But I don't know, Mo's explanation of them being busy and like that doesn't warrant it for me, for my money, for my case, from my point of view.
Yeah, people hating small businesses, their personality is sort of weird. It's sort of a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, if they say, hey, sorry, try again some other night, it's just sort of a, dang it. Shoot, let's go to Wendy's.
There was just a sentence said where they were like, hey, it's 8 o'clock, we close at 10. There's a 45 minute wait right now. Things are kind of tight, just so you know, things aren't gonna be the smoothest ride from here on out. If you're gonna take this trip with me, I just need to warn you that. I'm sure the hostess was just trying to explain the situation, you know.
Right.
And they just that was just one thing they picked to take offense. But yeah, so Moe's, who knows, an enigma, a mystery in up in old Escanaba, Michigan.
Yeah.
Pictures of the food look really nice.
I mean, family business, I ain't gonna knock them.
Yeah, yeah. Moe, your family is safe with us this time. I think it's break time. I think we got to take a trip up to Moe's on this break. Get a little Sammy.
On up to Escanaba. All right.
Escanaba. Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to Crap App Reviews.
That's me in fear.
Oh, you were quivering and hiding. I see.
Sort of. I could only muster one sound, and it was.
I invoked the name of Crap App Reviews last week. If you didn't listen to that episode, do it. Crap App Reviews is the segment where I go to the Apple App Store, find an app of note, and go to the one-star reviews. One star only, because there's a lot of juice and jam and candy to be had there. There's a lot of opinions. There's also a lot of, like, 10-year-olds who have phones. So it's always a good time. Today, I bring to Crap App Reviews an app by the name of Calm. Perhaps when you were watching football or something, or Murder, She Wrote, a commercial came on and it was like, just breathe for 15 seconds. And there was a palm tree in the middle, or there's rainfall, and you're like, whoa, that's exceptionally calming. And it said, Calm, get the app. It's an app that's supposed to help you relax and fall asleep. If these one-star reviews are anything to go by, maybe not so much. So again, these are all Apple App Store reviews. They're all one-star reviews for the app Calm. Let's start with Owen King Belize, who titles their review, Horrible. Owen King writes, I tried to cancel this app 1,000 times, and recently my account was a negative, and you people still be charging my account. Angry emoji, angry emoji, angry emoji. And that may seem a little vanilla until I clarify that Owen spelled out all of that.
He spelled out angry emoji.
Yes. You can put emojis in these reviews. He chose not to just let them be free.
Yeah, that's kind of fierce, actually. He's kind of making himself heard.
Yeah, you want to be very clear.
Just in case you didn't know this emoji was angry, I'm going to make sure you know exactly. This is not a guy who just ate a spicy pepper.
Right. Well, sometimes, yeah, it's hard to discern exactly what someone means because you don't know what's that emoji called? I don't know. What do they mean? I don't know.
No, this emoji's angry.
It's pretty easy to figure out what Jimmy Vanos means. Jimmy titles his review $ and writes, looks like I can't even afford to go to sleep. 1 star.
Yeah, that's what always the bottom line that sort of made me about the Calm app is it's paid. You have to pay for like ASMR noise. You can just YouTube storm noises anyway.
You so can. Cap 1 user 611 really gives us some insight on that. They titled their review, No Notice of Auto Renewal. I don't feel calm at all. I feel very angry. $70 charged on an app I will never use. 1 star.
70 bucks for
70
some,
bucks for
some,
a year.
Oof. That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. to take our mind off the money, or maybe put it right back on, here's a review from BBC Porn, who titles their review, Wow. They write, once I saw LeBron James endorsing this app, I deleted it right away. 1 star.
I thought they were a fan of BBC.
Whoa.
I can only assume.
Took that a different way.
Big black something. I can only assume that LeBron is an owner. Maybe he's jealous.
Right. Yeah. Data Scat titles their review, Meditations Are Shaming. They write, I just did a meditation where the focus was, quote, pain makes you selfish. As a person with chronic pain, I found this very shaming and upsetting. I didn't subscribe to be insulted in meditations. I wish I could get a refund for my unused time, and I most definitely will not renew my subscription. Shame on Calm for including this awful content. 1 star.
Yeah, that's pretty rude.
I think I included this for two reasons. One, because I'm pretty sure it was last episode where I said I have zero sympathy for people with migraines. Or my sympathy tank runs low very quickly.
Yeah,
I burn that gas hot and fast. Also, I just think there's like a touch of irony for this person saying, I can't believe these meditations are shaming me. And then they end their review with, shame on calm.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's a two-way street, I guess.
Yeah, not quite the pot calling the kettle black, but you're toeing that line just a bit. Joey is frustrated, titles their review, Missing Key Parent Controls. Hide stories. They write, while this app is pretty good, there are some stories that give my kid anxiety. She still insists on listening to them, but that leads to extremely frustrating cycles of not falling asleep and her asking deep existential questions instead of sleeping. I would deeply appreciate if the tool you created could be made more helpful for this edge case.
Man, this app is unlocking their daughter's third eye.
That's probably not a bad thing that your daughter's asking deep questions. Mm. If you don't have the answers, that doesn't mean, I don't know, you don't give up on it.
It's just the timing, I think, that's bothering them. Yeah. Bedtime to parents is very sacred.
I kind of agree. Like, there was a time where I engaged in pillow talk. In college, when you were my roommate and Ed and Jacob. Well, Jacob took out his hearing aid so he couldn't hear us, so Ed and I would just talk. And, like, at that point in my life, I was getting plenty of sleep.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, a college student, I was getting plenty of sleep. I was rarely tired throughout the day. Post-college, I am never getting enough sleep.
I think about, speaking of Ed, freshman year, me and Ed would play Naruto Ninja Storm Battle 2 until, like, 5 in the morning every day. No, if I had a 9 a.m. class or whatever, we were playing the shit out of some Ninja Storm. And it didn't matter. I was fine all day, every day, bro. I go through a full day of classes, do homework, hang out, go to improv practice. Mm-hmm. Not bad. Not get tired at all. You know, I'd probably fit in a couple naps here and there when it's convenient. But yeah, it didn't matter. Now, if I stay up past, like, 1:30 when I gotta get up at 9. Oh my god, am I dusted for days?
Yeah,
that ruins a whole week.
Like, is that getting old, or is that just there's so much like gunk accumulated, so much lack of sleep gunk?
Yeah,
it's like I need a solid week of good sleep to get back into form. I don't know. My sleep hygiene it's poor. It's dirty. If I ever do stand up, that's going to be part of my.
That's a good one. That's part a good of
my blue material. Actually, is you know, women always say he's tired after sex. Lady, I was tired when I got up this morning.
Hey,
gotcha. I have one final review. This is a review from Pilot's Wifey, and I'm so excited for this. Pilot's Wifey titles her review, Conservative Families Beware. They write, we've been Calm subscribers for a while now and have always felt it to be a safe app for our conservative family.
Mm-hmm.
But not long into the story tonight, the narrator began using they/them pronouns.
Oh.
I immediately tapped on the narrator info and this is what followed. Quote, Jess Tom is an actor, writer, and stand-up comic, gleefully providing the trans, queer, Asian American, radical cyborg perspective that everyone never knew they wanted. End quote. Needless to say, we'll be canceling our subscription immediately. 1 star.
You know what boggles my mind?
What?
Is that people don't think that people making art aren't radical. You know what I mean? Artists have always been radical. And I'm not saying being trans or using they, them pronouns is radical.
No.
But, you know, they're political in that way. Artists have always been against the grain in that sort of way. To think like the people making the art you consume don't have those sort of ideas about society in themselves is just weird to me.
So bizarre.
You know, like John Steinbeck was a fucking commie, dude. Like, He's a socialist bastard. You think that he's a wholesome little conservative dude making cute little stories about the Dust Bowl? No, bro. He's trying to make you a radicalized worker that fights
Change
the man.
Change your ways a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just one example of a writer. I don't know. It's just the lack of worldview is what's shocking to me.
The lack of, like, recognizing the joke, too.
Yeah.
Any dumb performer, actor, writer like us, who's also putting some stupid wink in their bio.
Yeah.
Radical cyborg point of view. Like, if you take that at face value, who would take that at face value? If I'm reading that, I'm like, oh, just another performer, creator trying to make it, doing their dumb little... That's part of their elevator pitch is I give you the whole worldview, even from a cyborg point of view. Ha ha ha. Razzle dazzle. I'm so creative.
The little tongue in cheek wink wink, like, yeah, I'm a crazy cyborg, they them. Oh.
And that is threatening to the pilot's wife.
Yeah, when they saw that they had flashbacks, Terminator esque dude, dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun, the pan up of the metal body and the robot turning towards the camera.
Human skulls crushed underfoot.
But you can't tell if the robot is much too non-binary, and that's really the threatening part.
I'm gonna take him down. No, it's a they. That robot's a they.
Oh no!
How do we kill it if we can't identify it? We can't speak to it.
Bro, I'm gonna say it. They them pronouns are nice, you know? When you're not sure what their situation is, even if you are sure, I slipping in a pronoun, calling a him a they or a her a they, I don't know. I can't relate.
It's fine. I went to a trampoline park a couple months ago and I heard some youngins, some teenagers just like casually refer to one of their friends as they in conversation. Yeah. And the person I was with didn't catch it. And we sort of whispered back and forth. I was like, how strange is it that we're actually commenting on this? But for them, it's second nature. Mm. It's nothing. It gives me a bit of hope. It gives me a bit of hope.
It happens naturally a lot more than people think. Like, I don't know, if someone has said, hey, do you like George Clooney, and you replied, yeah, I like them. You know, it's not even a commentary on gender. It's just how you talk.
Ask Brady this question. See, I told you they'd know.
Yeah. People have been talking like that forever.
It's fine. Except I need to take my shirt off and show you what flag I have tattooed across. Oh, goodness. Take a breather, pilot's wifey.
That is
Crap App Reviews. Are we going to comment more on hating conservative wasps and stuff?
No, we do that plenty around here.
Blow it out your nose or somewhere else.
Nose is too non-binary a part where they only talk in masculine and feminine parts. I have a review. You know what they could use? Body armor, you know, against this crazy world that
100%
people can't use the English language.
The call map won't work. They need something.
But unfortunately, this body armor will not protect them from bullets. It will just protect them from dehydration.
Right. Give me my electrolytes.
Body armor, sports drink, sports beverage, orange mango, natural flavors with vitamins, potassium packed electrolytes, no preservatives. Perfect for athletes. 12 fluid ounces, pack of 8 from Amazon. This is written by Georgia Kelly, who titles the review, Perfect Solution for Dehydration. They write, my husband is an outside worker and he sweats excessively. He was drinking another product and he was getting minimal results. After a while, I happened to try one of the Body Armor Light. I bought it for him, and I bought one for myself. After drinking his, he fell in love with the flavor and how it made him feel once he started to sweat. Since that time, he wanted to drink the peach flavor. I was very happy to find small peach flavors on Amazon, and we'll be ordering more of this flavor and this quantity from this seller. 5 stars.
Man, I love getting a good sweat on, especially when it feels good.
Maybe it's just my size. My my profundity to sweat at any given moment, regardless of the outside factors of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never felt good getting a lather going, dude. Oh. I could do without it. I don't care if it's cooling me down. I would rather just burst like a balloon.
Let me ask you this, though. Have you ever noticed that your sweat is different depending on what you've drank?
That, yes, that is what hit me about this review as well. Definitely not. All sweat's the same, I'm afraid.
Except in Gatorade commercials from 1995.
That's what she should have said. My husband hasn't been sweating neon radiation since 1995 with those Michael Jordan commercials, and he's finally found it again.
Oh, his youth is restored.
No one comes near him and makes his sweating any worse because he looks sick. He looks like actual neon waste is coming out of his body, like some sort of sci-fi alien beast.
He's a toxic ooze man.
The body armor has made my husband the toxic Avenger. He is shooting radioactive ooze at his enemies. He is getting a lot of work done, and he feels great doing it.
I mean, I don't know what else to say about these people. I wonder what led them to body armor versus any other sports drink a little bit.
I like body armor a lot because it
do
has
too.
Yeah, it has coconut water in it, and I usually just don't like coconut stuff. I always try it because I know how good it is for you. Uh-huh. But I just something about coconut, I don't know what it is. I just don't like it. So to have a drink that I can have very good for you, coconut water, and, you know, the flavor isn't there. It just tastes like a Gatorade, and they even got the caffeine-y ones. So I'm getting everything I normally am getting from very bad places, from a pretty decent place. And it makes me feel good and have energy. But when I sweat, I do not think, this is some next level sweat. This is different.
I would never notice any difference like that.
No, all I would notice is, oh no, I hope my pits don't smell.
These flavors though, man, I like their bottles. I like the flavors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Power Punch, the red one, that shit fire. That shit is like, tastes as good as those gallons of red sugar water you would get at like birthday parties in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
The sugar water that costs less than water.
Right.
That probably would kill me if I drank it now. It's got like that flavor, but it's not that bad for you. Yeah. What I'm trying to say is sponsor us, Body Armor. We won't say weird stuff about how our sweat.
Yeah.
We'll say cool stuff about you otherwise.
My sweat's totally normal, but it's great.
Do you want to do a quickie before we get out?
I got a quickie.
Let's do it.
I have a Google Maps review for Tullamore Town Park in Kilcrutton, Ireland, if I'm not mistaken. It's a park. Shelley McAvoy writes, great playground for kids and has public toilets. Only downside of this playground is that it's not fenced in from the rest of your park. So if your little ones are flight risks, you gotta stay super vigilant. 4 stars. So it sounds like she's just reviewing the playground of the park.
Ignore the rest of the park. The playground section is this review.
And yes, it's I want to get inside this woman's head and see from her point of view that, okay, there's no fence around the park. Either her children have fled from a park and she's had to chase them, or she has seen someone else's children just flee. She's seen something to let her.
Horrific.
Why else would you say, hey, just so you know, kids are going to be able to run away.
Damn.
Unimpeded.
Damn, wait till our kids find out what doors are, dude. It's all over for her.
They've learned how to use their hands.
This little motherfucker's turning a doorknob. We're never going to contain him.
They'll be opening jars of peanut butter and marmalade. Oh, no.
Various jams and jellies.
They'll turn on the shower.
I think I have a solution for her.
Don't say those little leash things, because, ooh, no.
Well, that would be funny, just like literally taping your child to the swing set with the fucking leash things. But I was thinking, those electric fence things for dogs are pretty easy to set up, right?
Yeah, I think so. Just bury it a few feet down, inches down.
Right. Just bring four of those pylons to the park. You can set up your own fence.
Oh, boy.
You know, put the little collar around the kid. No, they're not running away.
They will be trained.
And it sounds like that's what she wants. God forbid a child has an inclination to run free, to explore.
At the
park.
That just
sounds terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
God forbid you have to keep an eye on your child and tell them not to do things.
What a hassle. I feel put upon just a bit. This gosh darn runt.
Damn. Yeah, these kids never be listening. I think that's the park's fault, not me as a parent.
They need to fence everything in, please.
I mean, well, that's why McDonald's has walls. The kids would just flee. They would just flee the play place.
That, yeah, that's what I think every time I see the play place is, I want to run away from that.
Yeah, those things smell like pee.
Yeah, a bit.
It's just soaked into the plastic, as if that could happen. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of ReviewParty.com. I hope you had a good time. I did. And yeah, we got new episodes every Tuesday. That's right. Hashtag, what is it? Tuesday Reviews Day. Put that in your little head and grind it around and think about how clever that is for a minute, and then you'll like us even more. If you have a funny review you'd like to submit to us, like Marcy did, thank you again, Marcy.
Thank you.
Send a review through email with, use a hyperlink, a screenshot, whatever you gotta do, to reviewparty.com@gmail.com and include your name so we can give you some lovely credit. Where else can these crazy faceless people talk to us, Matt?
It's dead simple. Okay. Pull out your phone and tap in help. I need help. I am go to the Instagram app that you definitely have and type in reviewparty.com. You'll find us. Follow us. Interact with us. Tell us how much you love our takes and content. You can do the same thing on TikTok at reviewparty.com or on Twitter at reviewpartypod. If you're a YouTube type, you can find some content there too. It's extra secret, so only if you're smart enough will you find it. You don't need to be smart to go to reviewparty.com.com, though. Anyone can do it. Any genius, any lame-o. And everyone's welcome, unless you are a windbag, conservative, pearl-clutching, cockamamie, cattywampus.
And they can click on our website, too. We'll just make fun of them.
Yeah, we will. We'll make sure there's an androgynous cat with sunglasses like dancing on,
yeah,
on the website.
I'll have you conservatives know all the balloons on our website's graphics are all they them.
The website not only has they them balloons, but it has all of our episodes, the review blog where reviews are written about in some way, shape, or form every week. There's the shop, all the listening platforms, and you can sign up for the After Party Review newsletter, which just clues you in on all the dumb stuff that we're doing weekly.
Speaking of dumb stuff, you know what's a great way to help us out? Recommending our podcast to a friend who likes comedy podcasts. Word of mouth is an extremely powerful way to spread the love in the world of podcasting. Recommending it to one friend who you know is into comedy podcasts and likes to listen to them every week or binge them marathon style, that is an awesome way to help us out, and it's free, unlike our podcast, which actually, if you're paying money to listen to this podcast, please let us know, because yeah, we're not getting any of it.
No.
Yeah, Review Party will always be free, jokes aside. And last but not least, our buddies Nosebleeds. A big thanks to them for letting us use their song Bread for Breakfast as our theme song throughout these episodes. If you thought that was a little jam, which it definitely is, undisputed, you can find more of their jams on Spotify. Just search Nosebleeds, one word, you autocorrectless swine.
Come on.
Come on. I have a little review to finish us out this week. I think it's very cute. This is a review for Reading Rainbow Season 1 on Amazon Prime. This review is from Daring Off-Roader. They title it Wrong Episodes. They write, "This isn't really season one. Look at the dates. No two are even from the same year. 5 stars for a great show, but 1 star for Amazon bundling it all so wrong." 1 star.
Well, I guess you can read, huh?